What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, show as promised. We talked about this in the summertime. Told him off the air about this. We said, "Hey, you win the big sky. You be back on in March. Look at his. He won the tournament. He's on the show again in March. Coach Matt Logan, the Boss Man Show. Coach, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm living the dream out here, man. It's been a heck of a week and just an awesome experience to see this team come together this year.
No doubt, man. How cool is it for you, man? Knowing you guys had up and downs this year, a whole new team from last year, and you doing a new head coach year one, seeing your guys buy into your vision and buy into the betterment of the team and not give up despite tough moments throughout the year.
Yeah, it's been really rewarding. It definitely has been one of those years where you've got to keep the team focused on seeing the forest through the trees and not focusing too much on early results and trying to find the solutions to growth. But these guys have just been really committed to that process. You know, we started, I think, on May 1st of last year. We had 4 scholarship players, and so we had about 5 weeks to put the roster together around those guys. And once we got to work and as the summer unfolded, you know, we were pretty excited that we might be able to surprise some people and, you know, beat Cal in our second game of the year after losing a close one on the road in game one against Seattle U, and felt really good. And then in that Cal game, one of our most talented players, Patrick McMahon, broke his foot and was out for the year. And in the Seattle U game, our point guard, Eddie Turner, broke his nose. So there was just immediate adversity that we had to navigate and kind of put us on a roller coaster throughout the year. But to come out of it on the other side, we kept saying, let's focus on March and be our best when our best is needed. And that's what we saw here this last week.
And you know what, Coach, man, I feel like it's so important because I feel like sometimes you got to be more process-driven than result-driven. sometimes it's hard for people to understand that concept because you put in the right work, building the right habits, sometimes not getting the results. But if your process is correct, it'll all pay off in the end as it has for your team right now.
No question about it. You know, we always say you can't hide hard work, and there's a lot of things that happen in the dark that come out to light one day, but there's no such thing as overnight success. It's just when the light gets shined on it. And these young men and our staff have put the work in to continue improving and put in this vision together for our team. And, you know, the last three games in Boise, you know, it really, really clicked. And I think everybody started to see what that looked like.
And, you know, what's good about this tournament is, like, the teams who you beat had beat you previously. So talk about going back and film study, that self-scout to find out where we made errors in this game, where we lost these three teams. But in Boise, making sure we quickly cleaned up all those errors and played the right way to win the games when they count the most.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. This league had a lot of parity. You know, there were a lot of interesting matchups. You had – you know, teams throughout the year that were in the bottom half of the conference that would jump up and beat somebody in the top end of the conference, a lot of competitive close games. And so really we tried to focus a lot on like what our identity needed to look like as opposed to, you know, worrying too much about our opponents. You know, we had some success against certain types of teams early on and figured out, you know, where we needed to grow against different teams like Weber and Montana. But a lot of it had to do just with us, you know, and focusing on ourselves, understanding how to move the basketball, how important that was. You know, our backcourt, you know, Robert Ford has just been an unbelievable player for us this year and leader. Our team has taken on his identity. He's as passionate and competitive as they come. And so our team has a real chip on their shoulder, and they were excited for, you know, for the opportunity to play those guys again. You know, we didn't feel like going into the conference championship game, we didn't feel like Montana had really felt us in the first two games. They hadn't really seen what we were capable of yet. And so that gave us a lot of confidence that, it, you know, with the new 40 minutes that it could look totally different.
And do you feel like that comeback at Weber, so I guess Weber State on the March the 4th, helped you on March 11th playing them again in Boise? Because I feel like, you know, you were down to them too in Boise, but you played them previously and got the job. Now, talk about that piece of it. You know, playing a team pretty much so close to seeing them week prior to get ready for them in Boise.
Yeah, that was definitely unique. You know, in our last home game, we were down, I believe, 9 with 10 minutes to go. And then, you know, made a big run down the stretch and we're able to send the seniors off, you know, on a high note. And I think give our guys a lot of confidence against Weber State, who was the preseason, you know, pick of the conference and have an NBA, you know, prospect on their team. So, you know, when you flip the page and you got to go play them again a week later, obviously, you know, everybody has a chance to adjust to the game film and make adjustments. But we felt like they needed to make more adjustments than we did. And then in the second game in the tournament, we ended up down 8. You know, again at halftime, and the message at halftime was really, you know, last week we were down 9 with 10 minutes to go, and now we're down 8 with 20 minutes to go. I feel like that's a better situation, and it kind of took a lot of the tension out of the room, kind of put our guys at ease, and we started to see some shots fall at the beginning of the second half, and it just snowballed from there.
No doubt, and I feel like sometimes young men can't play us. We have to play possessions, not down at the score so much. Let's stack possessions. And as you showed in Boise, second half, she came out like gangbusters, man. Down by 13, coming back as Weber State, and just showing that resolve and that fortitude, which is kind of what we talked about earlier, that process and those good habits coming out when it mattered the most.
Well, that's been this group all year, you know, whether it was bouncing back from a tough loss, you know, or fighting through, you know, a big deficit. This team has continued to get up off the mat every time they've been knocked down. And so, you know, there was never a doubt in my mind that they would scrap and claw and fight. And that's been who we've been all year. And I think a big reason why, you know, when we poke our heads up on Thursday morning, you know, we're going to the NCAA tournament.
100%. And against Sac State, so kind of nip and tuck game. They does a good job over there, man. And you know, coming off of a comeback win, sometimes let down. But I see how your team did not let down. It was still big-time basketball to be played. Played a nip-and-tuck game, a game of runs. You end up making enough of a run to make sure you hold on to that lead. But how proud of you was your team in that game as well against Davis' team in Sac State down there?
Yeah, you know, that Coach Patrick did a phenomenal job with his group this year. You know, the first time we played them, you know, at their place, I thought we played really well, and they were still trying to figure themselves out a little bit. They made some personnel changes and changed kind of how they were attacking. Instead of playing through the post players, they started playing through their guards a little bit more, and really made a difference for them. And so they were a totally different team in March, you know, much like ourselves. And, you know, fortunately for us, we had played them a couple weeks prior at home here and kind of laid an egg, didn't play real well. And I think it left a bad taste in our guys' mouth. So they were excited to get another chance to play Sacramento State. There wasn't any sort of, you know, conversation about, oh, this is the 10 seed or anything like that. Because, you know, at the end of the day, none of that stuff matters. They were just hungry for an opportunity to show them what we're about. Sacramento State's a very big, physical, long, team, very tough on the glass. And so they really test you in that way. And that's not been something we started the year as a strength. And so I was really proud of the way our guys battled on the glass and were able to pull that out and create the opportunity on Wednesday night.
And happy as you are about winning this tournament, man, I know you, Travis DeCue is a good friend of yours. You know, I know him very well as well. Coach DeCue is a great guy, man. So for you, with that, you all being rivals in Montana, man, I know you glad you won, but how tough was it to see your kind of to beat your friend as well, somebody who you know very, very, very well?
Yeah, you know, we've been thrust into a unique situation. You know, Travis has been a part of my basketball family since I was 8 years old. You know, he played for my grandfather in high school, and I got to watch him, you know, when I was growing up, and then he came back to our community and coached me and my teammates in high school as an assistant. And then we've stayed very connected throughout, you know, our years in the college basketball world. You know, every time we've played this year, you know, I think each of us have just wanted to communicate, you know, our love for one another, despite the situation we're in. You know, obviously they got us the first two times, and I have so much respect for him and his program. The way they do things is a class act. And so there's always a little bit of bittersweetness there. But, you know, my grandfather, who passed away in 2020, you know, I know was smiling down going into the game on Wednesday, knowing that at least one Mercer Island Islander was going to be coaching in the NCAA tournament.
100%. And in that game, Coach Logie, man, Darren 11 points with a 41-9 run. I don't know too many of those runs that happen in basketball like that. 41-9. And all your years of coaching basketball, being around that player, man, you ever had a run that's 41-9 that you can recall?
Not against that quality of opponent, and not on that stage. You know, we had a 66-point second half against Weber State, and then, you know, the 41-9 run in the second half against Montana. And you know, I thought the precipice for both those things was our defense. You know, we were able to create some turnovers. I believe Montana had like 8 turnovers in the second half, and fortunately we took really good care of the basketball, so we were able to really kind of turn the possession game around in our favor. You know, we've had some guys really step up here in the last couple of weeks, John Olmstead being one of them, as a, you know, a rim runner and roll threat that we didn't have, you know, quite playing as well earlier in the year. That's really opened things up for our team here late.
100%. And you know, also you're doing a good job of valuing the ball too, limiting turnovers as well. So how important is it for your guys to understand how important the ball is and limiting those throws so you can actually get back and set up on defense, not have to be in transition where you can't really defend that? But if we miss a shot, or we just keep with the ball in play and not give them runouts, we'll be halfway okay.
Yeah, it's been huge for us. You know, part of our goal coming in when we were putting the roster together was to make sure we had experienced guard play and veterans, and Robert Ford and Eddie Turner, and kind of having a 2-point guard lineup have given that to us late, you know, in spades. There were some times earlier in the year where, you know, we were learning each other, you know, coaches and players alike, and trying to make sure we were on the same page and that they saw the game the same way we saw it. And they've really been extremely coachable in that regard, and wanting to make improvements. And on the biggest stage, to have three turnovers in the Big Sky Championship game, you're going to have a good chance to play efficient offense.
100%. And you talk about that, your backcourt of Robert and Eddie. How important is it to have two guys when they take the offense, get you into your actions, get downhill, create conflict with the defense, and know their experience that, hey, when big games, they'll come through for you? Because having great guard play and tournament play is so important right now, valuing that ball and making things happen, especially late in the second half, getting calls, getting about going downhill.
Yeah, no question. I've always been a believer that guards are your motor in March. And, we've been fortunate in the programs I've been at to really emphasize and develop some great guard play. Robert last year as a junior, fought through a lot of injuries, was on a very talented team here at Montana State, was more of a role player. And I think because of the injuries and the role, didn't quite, find his confidence, as he has this year. And you can see that reflected in his shooting percentages, going from 28% last year, to the high 40s this year, and over 40% from three. Eddie Turner was a guy that just, really had a disjointed experience, because of injuries and COVID while he was at Columbia. And so, allowing Eddie to, this is the first full season of college basketball he's gotten through. And you can imagine just how many reps that is, in practice and watching film and shooting drills. And so, he's just been able to stack, that muscle memory and that visual memory. And now it's paying huge dividends.
And 100%. And also, you guys shooting 46% from the field, 36% from three. So talk about the importance of getting great shots, going good to great shots, make sure that ball, so you get the right shot that's in the hot zones for your guys.
Yeah, that's been critical for us. We've always tried to build a culture of confidence and freedom with our guys, as long as it's attached to team concepts and how we're playing. And I think there are times this year where, the confidence and the freedom part was more on the forefront than our ability to connect the concepts. And so we had to grow in that area to really trust that, like, we could go from, one ball screen action to a ball reversal and then a post touch and then an elbow action. And by making the defense work, you're going to be in a confident situation at the end of it, but it doesn't have to come right away. It doesn't have to be after one or two passes. And, it wasn't that our guys were selfish in any way, shape, or form. They were trying to create advantages, but it took some time to figure out how to do that through our concepts. And I think that's where we've seen the greatest growth, in Robert and Eddie and really everybody, even our forwards that are touching the ball, throughout the possession, just connecting our concepts together. That allows kind of that avalanche to roll, so that you can turn, like you said, those good shots into great shots, and that's where your efficiency comes from always.
And it also helped you as you draw up in a second half team wearing guys down, because most teams can defend the initial secondary action, but those third and fourth second side actions, you start to test their principles and their rules, and eventually it's going to break down. So if you just keep them in those, keep doing those multiple actions, defense is going to really break down for you. You're going to get the shot that you want. You can't stop everything.
No doubt. Coach Scholl, who's been with us this year, he was at San Diego State last year. He always talks about the play after the play, and that fits our style, to a nutshell, because, most of the actions that I'm calling are starters. There's something to try to get an advantage, and then it's our job to keep it and use it. And so, we just – at the beginning of the year and at different points, we were just trying to get the advantage, but not using the concepts to do so. And once we learned how to get the advantage and roll it and keep it into the next concept, like you said, ultimately at one point in the possession, the defense is going to make a mistake, and that leads to high percentage shots.
And how cool has it been to see Bozeman behind you guys, man? I know this is your first year winning the championship for him, being as first head coach, but how was it have Bozeman up there, and the Bobcat success of all the sports in the Bobcat Nation has been successful, and now you're a part of that now, putting your step on it as well.
It's been super rewarding, to be honest. You know, I think when you take over a program that's been to two NCAA tournaments in back-to-back years, obviously the expectations are high, the standards are high. That's why we wanted to be here as a family and a staff. But at the same token, you know, this community, I think, had a stout awareness of the situation we inherited in terms of the timing, transfer portal, you know, what we had to put together from a roster standpoint, and then really hung in there with us. The moment that sticks out the most, you know, we had a 4-game losing streak in February. It was, you know, the first 4-game losing streak I've ever had as a head coach. And we show up to play Portland State on a Thursday, and there's 4,000 fans waiting for us, you know, to pick us up off the mat. And our guys played one of our best, most spirited games of the year. And that meant so much, you know, to me. Our administration has been incredible in terms of just their support and confidence in the blueprint and the vision that we had. And so it's really rewarding when you get to give them that icing on the cake at the end of the year and you know, pay them back for their, you know, for their loyalty.
100%. Well, Coach Logie, I definitely be letting Coach Quinn know I talked to you today, man, and mention your grandfather to him as well, man. And I definitely hope you all do well in the tournament, man. And we talking again real soon. And I hope to see you also when we out there on the recruiting trail as well, the live period, man. So all love over here, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Great to see you. Y'all. I'm sure I'll be in Atlanta for Peach Jam and all that stuff down there. So we'll have to get together.
Sounds good, buddy. Hey, you be safe, man. Be blessed, my brother.
All right, man. Go Cats.
All right, see you, man.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.